Joining us once again, our grain marketing specialist, Kim Anderson. Kim, I'd like to talk today a little about the volatility we've seen in the market in recent years in terms of the prices being higher now and more volatile. Why does that happen?
Well, you know, we've been talking about prices moving in this 92-cent sideways pattern, and it's been in it since July the 13th. What you got to look at is, let's go back, 2 years, 3 years, when prices were down around the $3 level. If you got a 10% price move with $3 wheat, that was 30 cents. Now with near $9 wheat, if you get a 10% price move, that's 90 cents. And so what we saw back a couple years when we had lower prices, you had 30 cent channels. Now we've got $9 wheat, we have 90 cent channels. So we really don't have more volatility, but we do have variability in the market, because also in the last 5 years, we've seen prices move from about $3.08 up to as high as $12.58, or about a $9.50 spread. And there's a lot of uncertainty and a lot of volatility in that.
All right, let's talk about that uncertainty, because it certainly can lead to some indigestion for producers as they watch prices. How do they manage that?
I think producers should just produce a good quality product. They got to realize they're not marketing wheat. They can merchandise wheat, they can sell wheat, but they market land, labor, capital, and management. It's those assets that they're going to use to generate a profit by on that land. Let's just take land, they're going to produce canola or wheat or corn or beans, the crop that's going to produce them the highest profit. So they got to concentrate on do that, and they're going to make that money in their office with their pencils, budgeting out and figure out how to best use that land, labor, capital, and management.
All right, so focus on your own operation. Don't worry so much about the market. But at the end of the day, you do have to sell your product if you're growing wheat or another livestock, grains, whatever it may be. So what do you suggest they do there?
Well, my philosophy is that price is going to take care of itself. Yes, they can use futures and options and forward contracts to manage price to a certain degree, but price will take care of itself. What they have to concentrate on is producing that quality and generating the profit from the assets.
All right. Good advice, as always. Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist.